This is episode 246. What are the hidden costs?
Welcome to the Paul Miners Podcast, the show that will help you to optimize your time, income, and lifestyle fast. Get more done with actionable, easy-to-follow advice and learn how to live life on your terms. And now, introducing your host, Paul Miners.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Paul Miners Podcast, episode number 246. As always, it is a pleasure to have you listening today. I really appreciate your time and that you are using a little bit of it to tune into this episode. And today I'm talking about the hidden costs associated with our decisions. And if you want to read the show notes for this episode, you can find them at paulminers.com/246. So, every decision that we make comes with a cost. And really the takeaway of this whole episode today is that I'm not just talking about financial costs. I'm talking about the hidden costs in the form of our time, our health, stress, energy, relationships. In other words, every decision that we make has trade-offs. And our goal should really be to make decisions that maximize our return, whatever that means, for as little cost as possible, whatever cost that might be. So let's look at these costs in a little bit more detail. Obviously, to start with, we can talk about money. Money is the monetary cost of doing something or making a decision is probably the most obvious cost we think about. For example, buying a new computer, a car, a house is going to have a big impact on your finances, and the financial cost is usually the biggest consideration when making some kind of purchase decision. But how we choose to earn a living comes with financial opportunity costs. So by accepting a job at some company, you're saying no to a potentially higher paying job somewhere else. In my business, for example, and anyone who's self-employed, I'm sure can relate to this, you know, we have to choose the right projects and clients to work with in order to maximize our revenue within the time that we have. And it's always painful when you have to turn down a lucrative project because we're at capacity, but we have to pick the right jobs and we have to be weighing up, you know, the work that's involved and the money, obviously. But that's how we earn our living. So we have to pick the right jobs. So when thinking about financial costs, it's not just the cost of doing something, but the opportunity cost of choosing one thing over another that needs to be considered. And of course, money's important, but there are other costs that we need to think about. So time is one of them. I've said this before, but how we choose to spend our time on this planet, you know, the, 80, 90, probably 100 plus years we will live on this planet when, you know, as healthcare continues to improve, I'm expecting we'll probably live a bit longer. But how we choose to spend our time is one of the most important decisions we each need to make. And as mentioned, you know, using that example of the job, if you accept a job in a position at a company that's not paying as much as some other position, maybe that looks like a bad decision. But what if the other company that's going to pay more requires a 2-hour commute each day? Now, for some people, the lower paying job, which you can do from home, is going to be better, is a better option. It all depends on how you personally view these costs. When I get approached with a new opportunity, I always consider the time required and most importantly, what activities I'm going to have to take the time from. So by saying yes to something, I have to say no to other things. And in my business, client projects are usually our number one priority. So it can be pretty challenging to convince me to work on other things. And then there's the stress related with doing something. So by saying yes to an opportunity or an idea, there might be some stress that comes with it. For example, if you've been invited to speak at an event or give a presentation, but you hate public speaking, maybe the stress will mean it's not worth it. Even if it's a paid speaking opportunity, it might just not be worth it for you because you hate doing those things. When I'm talking to a prospective client, one of the things I'm trying to determine is whether the person is going to be nice to deal with. I've dealt with enough difficult people to realize that the stress that comes with a bad project or working with an individual where you're not aligned, it's just not worth it, regardless of what we're being paid. Especially because, like I said, we have to pick and choose our jobs, so I'd rather pick jobs with nice people where we enjoy the work. And you don't have to look very far on Instagram or YouTube to find influencers talk about the haters and the criticism that they deal with on a daily basis. And for some of them, it becomes too much, and despite earning good money, have decided that a quieter life without the public scrutiny is better, because the stress, the unhappiness just is not worth it. So when making a decision, as well as looking at, yeah, the time, the money, it's important to think about how much you will enjoy the work or the thing that you're doing. Then there's our health and our energy. So some people work crazy long hours and never make time for any exercise or to just look after themselves. Some people view a lack of sleep as something to be proud of, and so they're going to work long hours and try and kind of hustle their way to the top. I've always viewed my business as a lifestyle business, one where the balance between my work and my personal life is really important. And so, yeah, I could work longer hours. I can try and grow my business by working more and increase our capacity. But the cost of doing that would be too high. For my physical and mental well-being, I need to make time each week to exercise and sleep. Not only does it actually help my productivity, but if you skimp on these things now when you're younger, it's going to come back and bite you later. So it's all personal choice. I'm not willing to work really long hours, even if that means growing my business, if it means taking time away from these important, away from my health. And then there's our relationships. I threw this in here because I remember reading an article by Ryan Holiday, the author, where he talks about how he said no to some great opportunities and speaking events, including spending a weekend on Richard Branson's Necker Island. And he's had to say no to a lot of these great opportunities because he's prioritizing his family and being at home with his kids and his wife. And he wrote a really good article, actually. I've linked it in the show notes, which he calls Work, Family, Scene. You can only pick two. And so he discusses these three areas, work, family, and scene being kind of like your social life, and how really you can only, you know, you can't do all three really well. You have to pick and choose and make trade-offs in life. It's a really good, really good article, actually. So overall, there's no formula to help you make the right decision in life. When faced with a new opportunity or an idea, we have to weigh the pros and cons of all these things. And I think a lot of time we just look at maybe the money or maybe the money and the time. But we have to take a broader approach and look at, is there an impact on any relationships, my stress, my health? What is the broader impact of doing this going to be? So let me know if you have any thoughts, comments, feedback. I always appreciate hearing from you. You can leave me a comment on the blog at paulmeiners.com/246. As always, thanks again for listening. Appreciate your time, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Meiners Podcast. Thank you for listening to the Paul Meiners Podcast. Two quick things before I sign off. Firstly, if you enjoyed this episode or if you have any feedback for me, I would love it if you could leave me a review on iTunes. It really helps me to improve the show, and it helps the show to get discovered by more people so I can help more people out there. The second thing is, if you want to connect with me in person, you can become a VIP member of my website. Head to paulmeiners.com/VIP, where you will be able to join my private Slack community and attend bi-weekly group mastermind calls. This has to be one of my favorite times of the week when it comes up, is attending these group calls. The community is full of like-minded, productive, self-employed people, full-time workers. We have a real good mix of people in there. And I have to say, I have made fantastic friends with the people in this group. So if you want to join the community and connect with me and the other awesome members, sign up at paulmeiners.com/VIP. One more time, thank you very much for listening, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Meiners Podcast.